Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have a special treat for you guys, and I'm excited and a little nervous to share it with you, but I thought it would be super fun if I gave you a sneak peek behind the scenes of one of my trainings that I did for the Seven Figure Mastermind. This training is called Reimagine Your Reality. It is essentially a blueprint on creating a quantum leap within your life and within your business. And full disclosure, there are some F-bombs that get dropped. If you know me at all, sometimes they fly out when I'm super passionate about something. Also, I give you a sneak peek at how I have facilitated quantum leaps within my life. So have a listen. This is what Kyle and I have done every time we've been facing a potential for a quantum leap. I get really, really excited about talking about this stuff. So I'm going to try and be slow for you guys. I'm not promising anything, but also know that anything you want is possible. And probably you're going to start to believe that to be true. Really just be open as much as possible with a mindset that like you are ready to reimagine what your reality looks like. And this is a customized framework. I didn't get this from ChatGPT. I got this from the Stephanie Wigner arsenal of 35 years of practicing this way of thinking. Brandy was asking me some really good questions as we were going through. And she was like, how did you know this? Did you learn this from somebody? I'm like, no, girl, this is self-taught. Like, this is me reading a book or listening to a podcast and then applying it to my life and testing it and making sure that it worked. And so this is probably going to be, this framework is going to be in a book someday that you guys will read from me. So consider yourself lucky that you're first to get to learn about it. When we hear the word quantum, people are like, I don't even know what that means, right? They don't know how to spell it. They're like, I don't really know how to say it. And so I was like, we are going to be talking about quantum leaping, but we're also just breaking it down for you in a super simplistic framework. And so this is how you skip timelines in order to reach your goals faster. And let me explain what a timeline is. A timeline is when you're like, okay, we're dating for 4 years and then we're going to be engaged for 1 year and then we're going to get married. That's a 5-year timeline, right? But the people who fall in love at first sight and don't worry about all the other stuff are like, oh, I love you. I want to be with you. Let's just get married. They skip that timeline. You can apply this concept to literally anything in your life. It can be that you've made 20K a month for the last year and then you're like, cool, I'm going to start making 50K a month. I'm going to double it. It doesn't matter that it took you 12 months to get to 20K a month. It's not going to have to take you another 12 months to get to 50K a month. And so you're going to start to realize this as we get a little bit further. So thinking linearly is 1 + 1 = 2. That's what we're taught in school. That's what they teach you. Society convinces you that you cannot have one without the other. Thinking quantumly is massive possibility. So how can we get 1 + 1 = 100? Well, there's a number of ways. So the first thing is a multi-million dollar mindset. We're going to dive a little bit into this. This is the absolute most important step. If you cannot do the things in step one, you're going to constantly need time and resources to make your dreams become reality. The second is the power of calculated risk. I am a risk taker at heart, but I also want to be calculated about it. I got too much to lose to just risk it all, right? The third is unwavering self-confidence, which is equally as important as number one. And I also think some of you lack in number three, and maybe you don't lack in number one. As we go through this, think about where can I really improve where I'm already at? A reminder, you do not have to go in order. With the right mental clarity, you can skip, go around, and otherwise compress time to the level of your identity. You guys know that I talk to you a lot about identity shifts, and it is because your identity has to match where you're trying to go. This book is The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind. I have told several of you to read this book. This book completely changed my life. I read this before in the process of opening my first clinic, and it really showed me where I had a poverty mindset. And it has little tips and tricks in there that you can do. I've shared lots of them with you guys, but I need you to understand that you have to have this mentality that I will carry myself and make decisions as if it is already true. So you will make decisions based on the fact that you're already a millionaire. It has four pillars to this. So anything is possible mentality. You need to ask better questions. You need to let go of the how, and you need to carry yourself as if it already is. So this is my thing that I love to say to you guys. I can make money out of thin air. You can wake up tomorrow and believe that somebody who didn't even know who you were yesterday knows who you are today. They're going to call your office. They're going to come in tomorrow. They're going to pay in full for a care plan, right? You can make $3,000 tomorrow that you had no idea you were going to make today. But so often when we think of growing or our monthly revenue, we look at what we did last month and we're like, okay, well, last month we did, you know, 35, 40K. So hopefully this month we'll be able to do 40K. We just got to get a couple new patients, or I can't present my new pricing because I don't have a new patient until Friday. Well, why don't we just start thinking that a new patient's going to call in today? We have to start believing anything is possible because we are the creators of our reality. We also have to manifest and envision our best case scenario. Before I lived in this house, before I had these businesses, I was envisioning on a daily basis as I was driving to my clinic. Yeah, but you know how good it's going to get? You know how amazing it's going to be when I get to start my day at the beach? You know how amazing it's going to be when I open my bank account and there's so much money in there, I don't even know how to spend it? You guys have to start believing this and envisioning it. You have to know. And this is a huge unlock I had with a client the other day. He was like, I don't even know what it is that I'm trying to envision because I've never let myself dream this big. And so if you've never let yourself dream big, of course you can't envision it. Of course you're not getting closer. So then it comes back to that 100 things exercise that I talked to you guys about. And you sit down and you write down 100 things that you want. The first stuff that comes to your mind. Oh, I want a vacation home. I want a boat. I want a new car. I want to go to Italy, whatever it might be. And then when you do that, you are able to realize once you get through 15 to 20, you're like, oh, I need to go a level deeper than this. This is all stuff I've already thought about. In order to go past 20 things, you have to go down and be like, okay, but how much bigger can I actually dream? Because most of us are so busy living in our current reality that we don't even dream about 10 levels from now. Or if we do, we're like, oh, I made 45K. I wonder if I can hit 50K. If you made 45K, you can make 80K. There is no difference between those two things. But we are so conditioned. It's a conditioning. So it's not even your fault. It is a conditioning from society and your parents to think incrementally. But it is your responsibility to break that kind of thinking. And so start envisioning your absolute best case scenario. And then this concept of abundance versus scarcity. I could do a whole presentation on this. You guys know that I talk about this constantly. But abundance is all encompassing. Abundance is, I can have it all. I can have the family, the lights, the travels, the experiences, the business, the love, the success. Scarcity is really forcing yourself to choose. Well, I can be a good parent, I can be a good dad, or I can be a good business owner. I can be a good husband, or I can provide stability. When you let go of having to choose, you open yourself up to so much more possibility. And so again, reminding you that your thoughts create your reality. If you find yourself choosing, and this is so simple, guys. I said this on the podcast. I asked Jet one morning, do you want blueberries or yogurt? And he was like, both. And I was like, fuck yes. That's the kind of energy we're here for. You can have it all. Why am I making you choose between these two things? Right? So catch yourself on a daily basis. Oh, I could go for a run, or I could lift. Why don't I do both? I could schedule this meeting, or I could get done working early. Why don't I do both? Stop restricting yourself. We're holding ourselves back from so much joy and we don't even realize it. The other thing is to ask yourself better questions. So the question is not, how do I get new patients? The question is not, how do I make more money? The question is, what feels really freaking good and what would need to be true to make that happen? How many times are you envisioning what it would feel like to see 100 patients in a day? And for some of you, maybe like, God, I don't want to envision that. Okay, but what is your number? How many of you are thinking, man, it'd feel really good to make 10K one day? I joke that I used to wake up when I was starting and I would be like, how am I going to make $1,000 today? And at the time I was making maybe $3,000 a month. But I didn't stop there. I was like, but what would it feel like if I made $1,000 a day? Damn, that would be $30,000. Then I'd be making money on Saturday and Sunday when I'm not in the office. Well, how would I do that? Well, I would need to have people on monthly recurring. Like, you ask better questions, you get better answers. And then solutions just start dropping into your lap and you're like, okay, but it is by the quality of your questions dictates your reality. Your reality isn't where you would like it to be. Stop asking questions like, how do I? And start thinking of like, well, what would need to be true? And then it's the who, not how. Who do I need to help me achieve the quantum leap? Is it audience? Is it leads? Is it a key player on your team? Is it a mentor? Most of you are here. You understand the value of mentorship. You understand learning from somebody who's 5-10 steps ahead of you. And then who do I need to become? This is the most important question you guys can ask of yourself. Because it's who are you that is going to attract those things? The universe responds to who we are, not what we want. When we say we want something, we are implying that we have a lack. Lack is scarcity. Universe doesn't respond to that nonsense. Universe is like, what is it? No, who is it? They don't care about the what. So when you're even asking those questions, ask yourself, okay, but who am I? You know, I've seen Nash crushing it with his workouts on Instagram, showing up every day on social media. The person who shows up every single day on social media is going to be a different business owner than the one that posts once a week. The one that shows up and is coming into the office energized is going to be somebody different than like, I just don't know how to grow by $5,000 a month, right? We have to start showing up differently. And then raising your vibration. The reason I'm able to attract the things that I want quickly is because I never doubt if I deserve it. So that's step one. Are you questioning whether or not you deserve it? Are you asking yourself, I just don't know. I don't think that it's going to happen. And I never doubt if it will happen. I released the timeline. I knew that I would have a beautiful family with a husband that I was madly in love with and a beautiful child. I didn't care if it happened in 2 years or 10 years because I just knew it was on my heart. Anything that is on your heart is destined for you. And I feel like I'm like preaching at church right now, but you guys just have to understand this is how energy works. So many of you are scared to say what it is you actually want. And therefore, it's not happening. And so therefore, it increases your self-doubt. And then it keeps you stuck in analysis paralysis. Raising your vibration and how you carry yourself is absolutely what is going to be the thing that allows you to attract things at a much quicker pace. And so it is. I just know that it's going to happen. How are you showing up on a consistent basis? What are the thoughts that are playing over and over in your head? Are you letting yourself dream about how good it gets to be? And a little side note, like, this is important. It's really important for you guys to get this. If you are still dressing the way that you dressed in chiropractic school, you have a problem. If you are still showing up online the way that you did 6 years ago, you have a problem. Because what you felt about yourself 6 years ago is not the exact same that you feel about yourself now. I use this joke, but like, I don't know any millionaire, a legit millionaire that has like holy underwear in their drawer. How many of us need to go through and just buy new underwear or new undergarments, right? Like, we have to take this seriously. The way you show up to the world is going to be reflected back to you. When I was opening my first practice, I laugh now. I look at every single freaking social media picture. It was a slacks and a pair of flats and like a blouse, like an actual blouse. I don't even know what a blouse is now. I say a shirt, right? But it was a blouse back in the day. And I showed up like that every day, whether I had 2 patients on the schedule or 22, because I was like, you know what? I am claiming success. And everybody who I knew was successful at that time dressed professionally, right? They were going into the office looking like that. And so that's how I decided to show up. Now, I think it's funny. Once I have $1 million clinic, I'm like, open-toed shoes, jeans, maybe they have a ribbon on. It doesn't matter as much, but it's because I had to become that person who didn't give a shit. But in the beginning, you'd be crazy to think that it didn't work because it did, right? And then your thoughts reflect what you think you're worthy of. So if your thoughts are, that's too expensive, I don't know about you, but I'm not cheap. I don't want to be cheap. So why am I not worth investing those groceries at Whole Foods? Why am I not worth investing in that trip to make myself better? Why am I not worth that nice stay on that vacation? If you guys share your thoughts with me, and this is what happens when we're in this like client mentor relationship, you can share them with me and I can help you break them down. But a lot of you aren't willing to go there. A lot of you aren't willing to be vulnerable enough to tell me all the limiting beliefs that you have so that I can help you rebuild them. The ones that do are the ones that catapult themselves into a new stratosphere. The ones that are like, okay, but what about this? And it's okay. I'm not saying strategy is not important, guys. I was just sharing with Brandy before this, like strategy is important. Absolutely. But it's when we focus so much on the strategy and we don't focus anywhere else is where you keep yourself stuck. Your vision reflects how dedicated you are to creating your dream life. Again, if you lack vision and lack clarity, you don't know where you're going. And so you are never going to get there. And your vision doesn't have to be as dialed in as mine. You don't have to know things as specific as I do. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to know how you want to feel. Do you want to feel good? Do you want to feel abundant? Do you want to feel peace? Do you want to feel healthy? You have to know those things. I can't decide those things for you. It's time for a little story time. I read these books in 2020 and in Jersey in 2020, it was brutal. Brutal. When I tell you guys I was having an internal mental health crisis, I cannot exaggerate that. And I was like, Kyle, first of all, not from Jersey, don't care, leaving. This is not how I'm going to live my life. And it was May of 2020. We were two of five people in the airport in Newark, New Jersey. And we were escaping Jersey to go down to Florida because I was like, I have to get out of here. I have to get to some normalcy, right? They were starting to do COVID vaccine passports in New York City. And I was like, it's a matter of time before it comes to Jersey. And I literally feel suffocated. Even now telling you guys, like my heart's racing because I'm like, oh my God, I can feel what that was like. And I was like, we're on a plane and we're like, we're freaking crazy. There are five people on this airplane down to Florida. Like, what is happening? And we get there and I had just bought these books. I started with you two and I'm reading it on the beach and I'm like, I know I'm not crazy. Like, I know I'm destined for more. And I know that the world is so freaking chaotic right now, but that is not an excuse to start playing small. That is not an excuse to let all these bullshit outside factors affect me. Like, I don't live in the same reality as the rest of New Jersey. I don't. I refuse to. I don't have to. Right? And so I was like, okay, what am I going to do about it? And we're sitting on the beach. It's like the sun's coming up. It's beautiful. I love to be at the beach in the morning. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go back and just fucking crush it. I don't care. If there's ever a time to capitalize on an opportunity, it is now because every other person is operating out of fear. And I do not hold those same set of beliefs. I came home and inside of 18 months, we each doubled our practices. We bought a second home in Naples. So we had our starter home in Jersey. We bought a second home in Naples in November. And then we found out we were pregnant in February. And then I was like, cool, it's time to upgrade our house. We bought our $1 million dream home and we had a baby inside of 18 months. Logistically speaking, that is not what happens on timelines. If you tell somebody these things, it should take 5 years to accomplish all of that. But because I refuse to operate by the same set of standards that every other mediocre person operates by, I said, how fast can I make this happen? Right? I had a different purpose. I did not let fear slow me down. I was like, it's going to be the catapult that gets me to where I want to be. Every human being possesses an inalienable right to make a unilateral decision to redirect his or her career and begin operating at a higher level at any time that he or she believes they are ready. The ability to skip levels at the cadence you see fit. For a lot of you, you do not believe it's possible, so you don't even try. For a lot of you, you're like, oh yeah, but my mom said that, you know, it should take 3 years. Of what? Oh yeah, well, my friends, you know, they don't get this entrepreneur lifestyle. Find new fucking friends. Guys, I just got off a call with somebody before and he was looking at my wealth analysis and my net worth. And he's like, how have you guys been so successful? What has been different? I was like, I literally don't have time for low energy people. I would rather not see any friends for 2 months, 3 months until I travel and see high vibration people than waste my time on a weekend sitting with somebody who's talking about, I can't, I won't, I don't have. That is a poison in your brain. And it is up to you to really, really protect that environment.
All right. So if you enjoyed that sneak peek, then you have an option to join us and get access to the full Reimagine Your Reality training in our show notes. Or if you're like, hey, I want some of that and more, then I want to tell you about our newest 4-week mentorship program called Full Send. So inside of this 4-week mentorship, I am going to be pulling back the curtain on even more principles that I have designed my life and my businesses around. I've never offered a 4-week mentorship before. I'm super, super excited about this. The four pillars that we're going to dive into are BDQ mentality. I'm going to give you all of my Jedi mindset tricks. Then we're going to talk about making money out of thin air, how to tap into an abundant money-making machine. The third week, we're going to go through a brutally honest CEO reports that covers our fuck-ups and our fixes. I'm actually going to break down one of our P&Ls for you in one of our $1 million clinics to show you where a lot of our money was spent, what we learned during that year, how we started to buy back our time and that sort of thing. And then also the last week, we're going to talk about the profit power play, how to scale consciously, why I even started a coaching company to begin with, what was I trying to solve, how to use human design as a tool to figure out what your next thing is. I'm just so pumped for this offer because I'm able to bring you some of my new IP that I've learned in the last 18 months. It doesn't matter if you're building a brick and mortar, an online business, it truly doesn't matter. These concepts apply to every aspect of business and entrepreneurship. So I'm excited to see a few of you inside of there. We will see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.